Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller back in studio. Dr. Eller, we are talking about registration. Last week we talked about registration.
Yes.
For the entire Sylacauga City Schools, for the brick and mortar locations.
Yes.
But many people might not know that we have a virtual school as well.
That is correct.
I mean, we're going to dive into that here in just a second. You have Dani Stevens. She's in here from the central office. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, we would not have schools without teachers, and it is Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yes, it is.
Tell us about what Teacher Appreciation Week is all about and some of the ways that the community and you internally have been honoring our teachers.
So one, I'm a little biased. I believe we have the very best teachers in the state. We have teachers that are committed. We have teachers that have been with us for a very long time. We have teachers that have been with us for a short time. We have teachers that invest in our students each and every day. And so this week is just an opportunity for us to say thank you. That can be done in multiple ways. It can be done with a note. It can be done with a card. It could be done with an email. It could be done, you know, with a small gift or token, but just letting them know that we recognize the work they do each and every day and are so appreciative for the time that they spent instilling in our children. We are so appreciative to the Chamber. The Chamber organizes every year just ways that additional businesses can come alongside and help with Teacher Appreciation Week. On Monday, they delivered delicious cookies to all of our schools and were kind enough to deliver to us at Central Office as well. Not everybody remembers that we were all teachers too.
Yeah. I was going to say there are people over the top that are yes, educators as well.
Yes. And so that was just so kind for them to do that and organize it. And I think they've organized different little events, you know, little things that can be done each day to really, you know, highlight teachers, the benefit of teachers in our lives, the impact that they've made. You know, I was telling my staff on Monday at our staff meeting that our profession is unique. You know, we all chose to go into education because we're passionate about education. We are passionate about children. We're passionate about their future. And so we invest so much of ourselves in what we do each and every day that, you know, others may not recognize that. You know, my husband sells fire extinguishers.
Right.
So he's not passionate about fire extinguishers. It's his job. It's his career. He loves what he does, but he can leave those fire extinguishers and come home. We never leave the children that we invest in. Mm-hmm. They are always with us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what better way than to show our appreciation? You know, if you get an opportunity, send a teacher a note. Mm-hmm. Send them some supplies.
Yeah.
You know, we're at the very end of the year and, you know, Lysol wipes only go so far. Or the Clorox wipes that I had in my room. But, you know, just take a moment just to say thank you and, you know, encourage your students to tell their teachers thank you. And, you know, it can be a little trinket, a little gift, a little note they write, a little picture they draw, all of those things, just say thank you.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is paramount. It doesn't have to cost anything.
No.
To show appreciation to teachers and educators. And really, I think when we say this, we're talking about really people system wide.
Yes.
I mean, it's, you say Teacher Appreciation Week, it's everybody, it's the cafeteria workers, it's the bus drivers, it's the maintenance people, it's the coaches, and of course the teachers. And so everybody involved, when you look at who makes the world go round in the school system, This is the week to do that. So if you haven't yet, still not too late, you know, a note, a little gift card, you know, a cup of coffee or something for your favorite teacher or classroom can go a really, really long way.
Yes.
So that is Teacher Appreciation Week in a nutshell. And as we were mentioning at the very top of this, we were talking last week with Mike Robinson, your director of technology, about registration for the 2026-2027 school year, which is now open. You've had several hundred already register, which is huge, already farther beyond what you would have been this time last year, based on the time frame of which you opened it. And now we have a new element this year, that we have to be cognizant of, which is the virtual academy. And the registration in that realm. Tell us about that and what we need to know about the virtual academy and how it plays a part into what you do in the classroom physically.
So we talked a lot about school choice and giving our parents and giving our families options, viable options, quality options. And so we hosted two tours of schools so that our community members would have an opportunity to preview our brick and mortar schools and the quality of education that's taking place in them. But last year, we saw the need to add an additional component to what we offer, and we started the very first in the state, Alabama Virtual Classical Academy. Many people don't realize it's tuition-free statewide public school option that's available for any family that resides in Alabama. That's the only criteria.
So somebody in Mobile or Huntsville could be a member of Sylacauga City Schools.
Yes.
Their child could be a student virtually.
Correct. We had grades kinder through eighth grade this year. Okay. We had about 56 students, about 56, want to say.
That was our top number this year.
We had big pockets of students from the Huntsville area. We had some from Mobile Daphne area. We had some from Decatur.
The more metro areas were definitely more heavily populated for our, you know, student base. We had several students in the Huntsville, Birmingham, and Mobile areas.
Mm-hmm. So is this, somebody listening to this is probably going to say, well, does my kid ever have to go into a classroom? Mm-hmm. Is this something that is this like being homeschooled?
It is in the fact that you are doing your schooling at home, if that's where you choose to do it. But you actually have a class schedule. You have a live teacher. You have classmates. You log in at a certain time for each class. You get live instruction. Everything that you need is sent to you. So, you know, there's nothing that you would have to do outside of that, you know. If you choose to homeschool a student, you are responsible for all of that education.
Right.
You know, you've got to find curriculum. You've got to teach it. You may or may not know what the state standards are.
Sure.
To make sure those are covered. Well, with this, you don't have to worry. Everything's aligned to the state standards. All of the teachers are Alabama certified teachers.
Okay.
So you know that the curriculum you're getting is quality. You know that you're being taught by a quality educator. You have the same components as public school. So you're doing the same assessments. You know, you're doing the ACAP, you're doing the ACT, same graduation requirements. And at the end of the day, when you finish, you've got a diploma from a accredited school.
It seems like a new concept, but it shouldn't be, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just it's a new concept in thinking that you have you're a brick and mortar school, but you have a virtual component to it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that students in Sylacauga apply for this?
They can.
So you're saying that students in Sylacauga can be a part of the virtual academy.
Correct.
Obviously, you would want them because they're here to be in the classroom.
Correct.
But
I want to say we
started initially four district students.
Yes.
Applied for ABCA.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's really beneficial for those non-traditional learners.
Yeah.
Students who have social difficulties.
Right.
Difficulty sitting still in a classroom.
Sure.
Which leads to disruptions. It's really good for them because they have the same structure as a traditional classroom, but with just a little bit more freedom and flexibility.
Got it. That makes sense.
And they're the only ones, you know, on that screen with that teacher. So you don't have classmates around you that could potentially cause a distraction.
So the teacher is only teaching the one student?
It's teaching all of them, but, you know, that one student is only seen.
Okay.
You know, they're not seeing all the other distractions that you would in a classroom with somebody sitting next to you, behind you, in front of you.
That makes sense.
What makes this unique is that it is a classical education model. Okay. So,
explain what that means.
There are some other virtual schools in the state, and some of them I've been a part of as well, and they're very quality. But this one uses that classical framework, which means it emphasizes foundational knowledge, critical thinking, and communication. So okay. A lot of it is rhetoric. Okay. It is speech and debate.
Yes.
The students learn Latin, which we know is the base of all other languages.
So it's not necessarily the same exact curriculum that they would be learning in the classroom.
Correct.
It's a little bit of an altered curriculum, but what they're doing, they're still in parallel tracks with their peers.
Yes.
In that grade.
And you are covering all the state standards, but you're doing it in a classical model.
Okay. That makes sense. So, that's great.
And most of the live instruction is done in the morning.
Okay.
So they have a lot of that live instruction in the morning, and then the afternoon is spent on independent study.
Okay.
So just a different, you know, model and different flexibility for students.
It can take place anywhere as well. It doesn't have to just be at home. Anywhere you have reliable access to the internet, students can participate in their classroom.
So we have
time.
Some that, you know, let's say military families that are traveling that want to be consistent with that education and do not want their child to jump from one curriculum to the other or one, you know, different standards to the other, different model to the other. Well, they're able to stay on this and be consistent even if they're traveling.
Yeah.
They can still, you know, log in.
I know you said that most of the classes are taught in the morning, but is it on demand as well? Can you go back?
If you're in a different time zone. You can go back and watch the live instruction, but it will be considered an absence from the live instruction, which you don't want to accumulate too many of those, but they do accept parent notes, doctor's notes, things of that sort.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So and this is just where my mind is going. What if a student wants to play in a sport? Does this enrollment allow them to still do extracurricular activities?
So if they want to play in a sport and they are zoned for us, then they are still able to be involved in all the activities.
Okay.
So the only thing that would hinder is if they were not zoned for us.
Got it.
Because of the proximity.
Sure, of course, naturally.
With this, you know, we have a lot of families that pay out of tuition to be able to attend our schools that live outside of Sylacauga. Yeah. This option allows them not to have to pay an out-of-district tuition because it is free regardless of where you live in Alabama.
So right now, the virtual school makes up for about how many Sylacauga City School students?
Not a large number at this point. Obviously, we want to keep local students in brick and mortar schools.
Right.
But for those that can't, this is a great option. Mm-hmm. I think we probably have around 10 to 15 students right now that are district students that live locally that are enrolled at ABCA.
And total, how many would you say there would be? Total, like through, you're saying district students, meaning local students.
Yes, meaning Sylacauga City Schools students.
We have about 10 that are zoned for us that are choosing.
What about throughout the state?
Right now we have about 50 more that are throughout the state.
Yes.
Now we are also, you know, like I said, we've had grades K through 8 up to now.
Sure.
This next year we've decided to offer grades 9 and 10.
Okay.
So we will be adding 2 additional grades for this next school year.
Okay.
So we anticipate enrollment to heighten.
Sure.
Yeah, I was about to add, I do think that adding 9th and 10th grade is going to make a big jump in the enrollment numbers.
Mm-hmm. So Danny Stevens, you are data manager in partnership with AVCA, which is the Alabama Virtual Classical Academy.
Yes.
You work for Sylacauga City Schools. Tell us about the registration. Dr. Eller just mentioned enrollment. What does registration look like for people who are going to be enrolled in this virtual academy?
Yeah, so the registration process is actually pretty simple. Anyone who's interested can start on our website. It's alabama.virtualclassicalacademy.com. There's a registration enrollment link right there on the homepage. Families can go in, create an account, and fill out the application. Since we are a public school, there are a few documents that they'll have to upload. Things like proof of Alabama residency, a birth certificate, immunization records, and any previous school records if they have attended a in-person school before or a virtual school. Once they get everything submitted, we have an enrollment team that will go through it and just make sure that we have everything that we need. If there is something missing, someone from the enrollment team will contact them and let them know, you know, what it is that's missing and how they need to get it to us. sorry. We really do try to keep things as smooth and stress-free as possible. One thing I do like to point out is that we serve students across the entire state, so not just local students. So as long as you're in the state of Alabama, which we've touched on that a lot, you know, you can enroll in this.
That's incredible.
After your application is approved, we will walk you through the next steps, how to log in, what the schedule looks like, how to connect with your teachers, all of that. And if families have any questions at any point throughout the application process, we do encourage them to reach out. We have a full team of enrollment coordinators that are here to help, and that's what we're here for. One thing that is required is each student has to have a personal device, so a laptop, a desktop computer, something that they can access the internet.
So with being in school, they are provided one.
Correct.
But
So ABCA also has a form that parents can go in and fill out. And if they are in need of assistance with getting a device, we have processes that they can go through. Okay. So we can provide those for them.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's great. So the resources are available in some capacities.
Right.
Absolutely. You just have to ask the right questions.
Yes. Correct. Correct. Yes. We try not to let things like that be a barrier.
Yes, of course.
Because we want, you know, our goal is for every single student to have a quality education.
Right.
Every single student. And not just the students that we touch.
Of course.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be educators.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to make it in some capacities. You know, you have to make it available.
Right.
In those ways. And so, yeah, you want to make sure it's low barrier to entry as possible. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the biggest hurdle for somebody that might not be aware of what the Virtual Classical Academy is all about to be able to say, okay, well, I want to take that step. I want to get my student involved with that.
Honestly, I think right now, not a ton of people even know that it exists.
Okay.
We are working. We have a new PR team, and we're working to get the word out more about ABCA as a whole.
Yeah.
Like I said, if anyone has any questions, they can call the Board of Education,
or
they can call the number that's on the Alabama Virtual Classical Academy website, and all of their questions will be answered. There's a tab on the website as well that's family resources.
Mm-hmm.
There are enrollment frequently asked questions, the device form that I was telling you about, that's on there as well. There are lots of things that we are here to help with. So
I think the biggest one is that people, one, don't know it exists.
Sure.
But then I also think that COVID did a little number on us
of course.
we tend to think virtual education looks a certain way when that it doesn't.
Right.
And so I think that's the other misconception is people think, oh, it's going to be like it was when we had the shutdown and they're just going to be thrown on a computer.
Right. And that's one thing that's so unique about ABCA is that it's not that. It's not totally self-paced, but there is a little bit of that self-paced freedom.
Right. Yeah. Right. It makes perfect sense, and it's an incredible opportunity that you have that I think many more people need to be aware of. And if you don't know much about it, you can go to scsboe.org to find out more.
Yes, we'll have information on there, and we want everybody to know the choices that they have.
Yeah,
and we want them to be able to make, you know, the best choice for their students, and of course, we want them to choose Silicaga City Schools in whatever form or fashion they can choose us in.
Absolutely.
Because we think we're the best. We know we're the best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Eller, thank you so much. And
thank you.
And Danny Stevens, thank you so much for being a part of this morning's conversation. We really appreciate it. And good luck on the 2026-2027 enrollment period. I know it's going to be great. And super thankful for the conversation.
Yes. And be sure to thank a teacher.
Absolutely.